Top of Daf Mem Vav Amin Aleph, and the Gemara tells us a story that's going to teach us about the Botzea and the Mavarech. And there are different minhagim, but this is what the Gemara tells us. Rabbi Zera Chalash. Rabbi Zera became sick. Ol Legabei Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo came to visit him. And Kabil Alei, Rabbi Avo accepted upon himself a kind of a neder, a schaivus, I mitpach, im yisrape, if he, Rabbi Zeru, will be returned to full health, katina charich shoke. This is a pseudonym, so to speak, for Rabbi Zera. He was called katina, he was quite short, charich shoke. And his shukayim, his legs were sort of scorched. And this is based on a Gemara in Baba Metzia that tells us that Rabbi Zera used to fast a lot, 100 fasts. Kidei shelo tishlok bo eish ha-gehenim. Probably it means to overcome the Yetzer Hara. That was his approach. V'chol shloshim yom. Every 30 days, Ayabodik es atzmo, he would check himself, al yidei shehisik eish betanur, he would put a fire in the oven, turn on the oven, and once he was heated up by the oven, hayolev v'nichnas v'yoshe besocho, he would sit inside the oven, and miraculously, lo hoysaha eish sholetisbo. It means that he had achieved that high level and Hashem gave him special divine protection. But Pam Achas Nosnu Bo Chachomim Einehem, it's not clear exactly why that happened. You have to look in the Sugim Bo Metzia Pehei. But in any event, as a result of this, Nischarchu Shokov Minachom, he got burnt in the oven. And from then on, they called him Katin, the small one, Charech Shoke, whose shokayim are burnt. So the achronim are troubled here. Why Rabbi Avo, who comes in here to visit the sick, would use such an acronym to describe Rabbi Zera? It's almost insulting. Just call him Rabbi Zera. He has a name. And the answer they give, the name of the Guri Ari of the Talmidim of the Ari, that if a person is in a tzara, you want to use a name that might bring up his merits. And that would be Ma'orer, that would link up with the defense people, the Melitza Yosher, up in Shamayim. And now, since Rabbi Zera used to check himself every 30 days in the Tanur, it became pretty much public knowledge that he reached that high level, and other people tried to emulate him, and they were very careful about sin. So this is a zchus for him. So that's the name that is mentioned here in the context of tefillah. In any event, Rabbi Avo takes upon himself that if Rabbi Zeru be restored to health, avidna yoma tavol rabbanon, I'll make a yontif for the Rabbanan. The word yontif, all over Shas, is a reference to a seuda. And Rabbi Avo commits himself to host a special banquet in honor of the restoration to good health of Rabbi Zera, if such a miracle would happen. And indeed, the miracle took place. Itpach, Rabbi Zera became healthy again. Rabbi Avo lived up to his pledge and he made a seuda for all the chachamim, and the chachamim means the talmidim. And very often in the Talmud, when it says Rabbanan, it refers to the talmidim. Now, the background to the halachic part of the story, which is why it's quoted here in our Gemara, Kimatul Mishrei, it came time to do Betzias HaPas, to cut the bread, Amalei Rabbi Avo turns to Rabbi Zera, meaning this whole party, this whole banquet is celebrating your health. You're the big shot today. This is your day. Lishrei Lon Mar. You, Mar, you know, he speaks to him in third person. It'd be a covet for us if you would make the hamotzi and cut the pas and give it out to the Sodim. Amalei Rabbi Zera turns to Rabbi Avo. He says, Lo Sovel Amar, don't you know the statement? Or don't you accept the statement of Lahod Rabbi Yochanan de Omar, Balabayis Potseya? It's the Derech Eretz for the Balabayis himself to cut the challah, the Balasuda. Now, exactly who the Balasuda is a little bit of a complex. Is it the person who actually hosts the Suda in the sense that he opens his house and people come in, or is it the person who actually owns the Suda? Maybe he's paying the bill, even though the Balabayis is hosting it, but since he's not paying the bill, someone else is paying the bill, then he's not considered the Balasuda. The Balasuda has to own the Suda. And there's a discussion about this, believe it or not, in the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. It could be Nogeh also to the Birchas Oreach, which we haven't gotten to. In any event, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would seem that the Balabais is the one who should be cutting the challah. He should be the one who's making the bracha. And the Gemara says, Sharalahu, that Rabbi Avo accepted these words of Rabbi Zeira, and he, Rabbi Avo, as the Balasuda, cut the bread. Now we're up to Birchas HaMazon at the end of the Suda. Amrle, once again, Rabbi Avo turns to Rabbi Zeira and he says, Nevarech Lon Mar. You know, you be miskaved, you take the covet of Birchas HaZimun, and you should therefore be motzi the olam in Birchas HaMazon. Amrle, Rabbi Zeira again refuses. Lo Sovele Mar Laha de Rav Huna de Min Bavel. What about the statement, the ruling of Rav Huna of Bavel, the Omar, Rav Huna said, Botseya Mavarech. He who gets the first covet, and he does the bitzu at the beginning of the Suda, he's the one who should be Mezameh. And he should make the broch at the end of the Suda. That's covet, and that's Derech Eretz. That one person should get all the brachas, because if somebody else gets the end brachas, and he got the first brachas, he might be censored, he might get embarrassed about that. Now, it's not clear from the Hemshech story here whether or not Rabbi Avo accepted these words of Rabbi Zeira. Some say that from the fact that the Gemara omits that, where it said it in the first round about the Bitzia, that indeed Rabbi Avo was the one who made the brach at the end, Lamaisa. So the Gemara says the following, V'ihu, what about Rabbi Avo? He wanted to be Mechabed Rabbi Zeira Bezimun, Kiman Svirle, does he accept another opinion against Rav Huna de Min Bavel? The Gemara says, Ki Hadiyam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimba Yochai, Balabayis Botzea, but Oreach Mevarech. Even though the Balabayis is the one who does the Betzia, we'll explain in just a second why, the Oreach is the one who should make the Birkas HaMazon on everyone's behalf, he should be the Mezameh. And we split it into two. Now the Gemara explains why. Balabayis Botseya Kedeshi Yivtsa Bi'ayin Yofa. Because if one of the guests will start cutting the challah, he might not want to give a major portion, you know, a large portion. The Balabayis himself will give Bi'ad Rechava with a very warm hand. But V'oreach Mevarech, the Oreach should make the bracha, Kedeshi Yivarech Balabayis, so that he will offer a prayer on behalf of the Balabayis. He will integrate that into his Birkas HaMazon. Therefore, it was the opinion of Rabbi Avo that even if he was the Botzea, nevertheless, he should mechabed Rabbi Zeira as the Oreach, so Rabbi Zeira would bless him, meaning the Balabayis. The Rishonim ask a question, if Rabbi Avo held like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Balabayis Botzea V'Oreach Mevarech, that we split it, why was he Mechabed Rabbi Zeira B'Butzia? the original bracha at the beginning of the Suda, meaning the hamotzi with the cutting of the pas, that should have been Rabbi Yavoah himself. As we said, the logic here is because he wants somebody who will certainly be both say and give out beyond yofi, give out larger portions. So the Rishonim answer that Rabbi Yavoah was makshiv Rabbi Zera to be the Baal HaBayis here in this case. Since the Suda was organized in his honor, he had the status of the guest of honor. He would have the status of the Bala Suda. And therefore, Baal HaBayis both say would apply to Rabbi Zera. The Tzlach is asking a different question. He says, why didn't Rabbi Yavoah respond to Rabbi Zera that the reason why he's being mechaved Rabbi Zera is because he holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Oreach Mevarech. In other words, in the story itself, we only find that Rabbi Zera pointed out, by quoting Rav Huna de Min Bavel, that the Botzeah should be the Mevarech. And if Rabbi Yochanan disagreed, then why didn't Rabbi Yavoah point that out to him? Why didn't he quote Rabbi Yochanan? It's a little bit odd. Not only that, it's not clear why Rabbi Zera, paskin like Rav Huna de Min Bavel, that the Botzeah should also be the Mevarech against Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees. Usually we say that even in a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. How much more so in a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav, and Rav himself would be the losing vote in a machlokas against Rabbi Yochanan. So the Tzlach quotes a Tosis here, Dibra Maska Lo, which you'll see on the top, that there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where the Baal HaBayis is sitting with them, and therefore he, the Baal HaBayis, should be the Botzeah, and the Oreach should be Mevarech. Rav Huna is talking about a case where the Baal HaBayis is not Mesiv, he's not eating together with them, and therefore the halach is that the Gadol should be Botzeah, and he should be the Mevarech. So the Baal HaBayis is, so to speak, out of the picture insofar as he's not participating in the Suda. And if we could pass like both Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. And now we can understand, if there's no machlokes, it wouldn't make sense for Rabbi Yavoah to respond to Rabbi Yavoah and say, well, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Huna, since Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue against Rav Huna. The only thing that's unclear, according to the Tzlach, is, are we assuming, according to Rabbi Yavoah, that based on Rabbi Yochanan, when the Baal HaBayis is Mesiv Imoyim, then he, the Baal HaBayis, should be the Botzeah, the Oreach should be the Mevarech. So why did Rabbi Yavoah want to be Mechabed Rabbi Zera? Unless the Tzlach also holds that in Rabbi Yavoah's view, it was Rabbi Zera who was considered the Baal HaBayis. And because he was the guest of honor, the whole Suda was for him, he was the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, he, Rabbi Zera, should be the Botzeah. That's what Rabbi Yavoah was thinking. But if that be the case, it's a little bit strange, because Rabbi Yochanan's second halacha sefer was Oreach Mevarech, that the Oreach should be Mevarech. And therefore, Rabbi Yavoah turns to Rabbi Yavoah and he says that you, as the Oreach, should be Mevarech. That's a little bit strange. I mean, he just said that you, Rabbi Zera, would be the Botzeah because you're considered the Baal HaBayis. Well, if you're considered the Baal HaBayis, then not only should you be Botzeah, but you should give someone else to be Mevarech. I don't know, all of a sudden he becomes the Oreach. He's the Oreach HaKavod. But it could be that since Rabbi Zera, on the first round, as far as the Betziah, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan himself, who was of the opinion that the Baal HaBayis should be Botzeah, and therefore Rabbi Yavoah accepted the position as the Baal HaBayis. In other words, somehow he backtracked on his original understanding that it was Rabbi Yavoah, the guest of, it was Rabbi Zera, the guest of honor, who should be the Botzeah. And instead, he, Rabbi Yavoah, is the Botzeah. It means that he, Rabbi Yavoah, is considered the Baal HaBayis. And then we can turn it around when we get to the bracha of Zimun, and we can be mechavid, and we should be mechavid Rav Zev in the light of Rabbi Yochanan's statement that the Oreach is the Oreach is Mevarech. The Gemara now tries to clarify what exactly is the bracha of the oreach on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. Meaning, we just established, based on Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, that the oreach is the one who should be mevarech. He should get berkas hamazon. And the reason for that is so that he could bless the Baal HaBayis. So what exactly is the formula of that blessing? Yehi ratzon shelo yevosh Baal HaBayis b'olam hazeh v'lo yikalem li'olam haba. And the word lo yikalem klima is an extreme kind of busha, because when it gets to olam haba, you know, any sort of busha in olam haba is very severe. And by the way, we didn't discuss what happens if there are a number of different arachim. Who should get this bracha that we're reading about, the Yehi Ratzon? And for that matter, who should be the mevarech? I mean, we don't know exactly what the rules are here. If there's one gadol, I guess you would give it to the gadol. But if not, I guess the Baal HaBayis will make his own decision as to whom he wants to be machabed with Birkas HaMazon and with Birkas HaOreach. But you do get the impression, in general, from this Gemara, that the Birkas HaOreach really belongs to the Mavarech, to the one who's reciting the bracha. I noticed that people are not mocked of that. They, you know, anyone at the table will jump up and say this Birkas HaOreach. I'm not sure if he might be stealing it from the Mavarech, from the one who was mezamein and recited Birkas HaMazon on behalf of everyone, unless you want to say this halacha doesn't apply anymore because each person says his own Birkas HaMazon. Now, so what this blessing is, that you the Baal HaBayis, shouldn't suffer busha, neither in this world, perhaps because of poverty, that's the avodravei, it's over here, neither in the next world, which is klima, that's really a heavy kind of busha, because of the sins that you have. Which is really interesting, that I can pray for you that you shouldn't be a sinner. I mean, obviously you have to work on that yourself. But maybe I'm praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have compassion on you, or maybe I'm hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help you overcome the Yetzer Hara so you'll avoid sin. And perhaps the reason why the Avodah puts this emphasis on, in terms of Olam HaZeh, on Lo Ye'ani, you know, that he shouldn't be a poor person, that's Lo Yevosh Baal HaBayis Olam HaZeh, it's because an Ani is really tempted to want to steal something from someone else. Or if he lends money, he won't pay back the money if he's an Ani, and he'll violate the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lo V'Rosh V'Lo Yishalem. And the next part of the tefillah is something that Rebbe used to add, and that is Dvarim. He used to add the following: V'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechasov. B'chol nechasov might mean all his money, all his movable objects, all his real estate. It's b'chol nechasov. B'yu nechasov. So there's a big question here about whether we have the girsa of unechasenu. It would seem that the Imrei Noam and the Dikdukei Sofer, they took out the word nechasenu. This is a bracha on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. This is not a bracha for ourselves. And it's very interesting that the Baal HaBayis is blessing the Oreach that, the Oreach is blessing the Baal HaBayis, that the Baal HaBayis, if he's an owner of, for example, real estate, or perhaps Nechasov refers in a general sense to all his business dealings, you know, like his work as well, Shukrovim Le'ir, that he doesn't have to go out of the city on a regular basis, to see what's going on with his nechasim, because to go out of the city is a little bit of a challenge, both in terms of time, effort, maybe even danger in certain cases. The pasuk says Baruch Atah B'Sadeh, and that bracha is basically that your nechasim should be krovim la'ir, it should be close to home. V'al yishlot satan lo b'masi yadov lo masi yadenu. So there shouldn't be a dominion of the satan, not on your maisi yadayim, whatever you're creating. And this probably goes way beyond just his physical possessions. It might even be his spiritual achievements. And again, lo maisi yadenu is a hemshech of that girsa that says nechasenu, if you have that girsa. And al yizdaker or al yizdakek, there are two girsas here. Lo yimotze, meaning v'lo yizdamein, lo lefan v'lo lefanenu shum var hirur chet v'aver v'ovan v'atal v'ad olam. The question here is why the mention of hirur chet, hirur avera, hirur ovan, why the emphasis on hirur? That's a bit of a pella. And the Avodram writes that hira avera, based on the Gemara, Yuma is kashin avera. It's even more guilt-ridden. You're more guilty of the hira avera. Maybe he means that he is thinking about the avera, planning the avera. Now, it could be that hirur avera affects his intellect. That's where it goes on in his machshava, his seichel, and that's more chashuv than an aver begufo, than what we call a mitzvah masio. So the mice is done with his gufo. Where is his thought? You know, in let's say beinonim lechavero al tisnas achicha bilvavecha, it could be that would have more of an impact on his soul if he chas v'shalom hates another Jew than if he does actions. Because that affects the seichel and the machshava. That's called hiruchet. In the note here, he quotes the Trumas HaDeshen, who says that this bakosh on hiruhur is because hiruhur leads to a maisa. So I think what the Trumas HaDeshen is talking about is not, we're not talking about a person who's planning a maisa, but he's fantasizing about some sort of illegal pleasure that he might desire in this world, and that's going to ultimately, chas v'shalom, lead him to do the maisa. And even though we have a principle, ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzarech machshava k'maisa, but the hearer is going to have an impact on him. And the Nodeh B'Yehuda says elsewhere that the person should do tshuva, or at least he needs a kapara for machshava ra, even though ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzarech l'maisa. There's no not necessarily punishment for it, but it does have an impact on the soul. Like, let's say, for example, if a person is being mahara about avodah zara. Now, in that case of avodah zara, perhaps the hearer is itself an avera. So we could talk about three different dimensions of hearer. We could talk about hearer planning the avera, and that's going to be an avera shebemach, shebesechel. We can talk about here fantasizing about an avera, and that's going to lead to the mice avera, so that has to be avoided. And the third thing is we can talk about a hero where the hero itself is an avera, like here avodah zara, maybe he'll hear in znus. And then lo lefanav lo lefanei shum zar hero me'atov yad alom forever and ever. Heichan birkas hamazon, which means that if a person is eating by himself, or let's say he's eating with one other person, so the Birkas HaMazon is divided up, right? We say the Yichalik, each person recites his own Birkas HaMazon. If three people are eating together, then we need Birkas HaZimun. So the question is, when you do the Zimun and the Mezamin has to invite the other two people to join him in a Bracha, Havgol Elkeinu, what exactly should he say to invite the other two people? And of course the opening line would be Havla Nevarech, in other words, we should now bench Hashem. And then what happens? Rav Nachman Omar, Ad Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo. So we say Yishem Hashem Varoch Me'atov Olam, and then we say Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo. Now the first bracha of the three brachas of Birkas HaMazon, which is called Birkas HaZan, that's not part of the Birkas HaZimun. And the implication is that according to Rav Nachman, it's fine if two people are eating or one person is eating, then he or they, one or two, they will recite Birchas Hazon on their own. That's according to Rav Nachman, because the Birchas HaZimun goes up to Nevarech Shachal Mishalo. It doesn't include Birchas HaZon. So each person will say Birchas HaZon. And if Birchas HaZon is not an integral part of Zimun, then each Yochid could recite Birchas HaZon. Whereas Rav Sheshes Amar, that Birchas HaZimun includes the first bracha of the three brachos, Ad HaZon. Which would mean that according to Rav Sheshes, in order to recite HaZon, you have to have a Birchas HaZimun. So if, let's say, there's one or two people eating alone, then they would not recite Birchas HaZimun. I'm sorry, they would not recite Birchas HaZon. And this is a pella, because the Torah says, V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. And every yochid is obligated in Birchas HaMazon. How is it possible that according to Rav Sheshes, Birchas HaMazon is only recited b'zimun? And the pasuk says uveirachta. You know, the veirachta, the Gemara is going to tell us, is a reference to Birchas HaZon. And then it says as Hashem Elokecha. That's a reference to an allusion to Birchas HaZimun. But we see that Birchas HaZon is a separate entity, independent of Birchas HaZimun. Now, all this is a problem because of Rashi's interpretation of the sugya. And our meaning, of course, is that a yochid recites Birchas HaZon. That's against Rav Sheshes, and usually we pass like Rav Sheshes. So the Pnei Yoshua interprets the sheet of Rashi, and he says that according to Rashi, the chiyuv Birchas HaMazon is certainly min haTorah, and a person has to give shevach v'odoya on number one mazon, number two on nachlas aretz, and on Yerushalayim. But the chiyuv lahodos came b'sholosh brachos dafka. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Do you need the formula of these three brachos? And on a deraisa level, it's enough that he's mode on all these three dimensions, mazon, aretz, and Yerushalayim, bebracha achas. And if he's not being mevarech Birkas HaZon, then he could still fulfill his chiyuv hodah and mazon bebrachas aretz. Because it says, v'al achilas mazon shata zon, which ends ala aretz v'ala mazon. So the first of the three chiyuvim is Birchas HaZon, which means the mazon, and he can integrate Birchas HaMazon into Nachlas HaAretz, into the second bracha. The main thing is he's got to get one bracha. So Rav Sheshes holds that if you have three people and they form a zimun, then they need to be mevarach Birchas HaZon as a bracha unto itself. And that's the simple pshat in the drosh that we have, uveirachta zu Birchas HaZon. That bracha has to be recited unto itself. But that's part of Birchas HaZimun. So if there's Zimun, then you need a separate bracha, Birchas HaZon. And that's what Rav Sheshes means, Ad HaZon. In any event, again, the Rishonim have many kashas, many objections to this interpretation of the sugya. And Tosfos, which you'll see the second Tosfos on the Amud, he says that Ad Heichan Birchas HaZimun, this sugya is going back to a Gemara back on Mamheim and Beis, that when three people eat ke'echad and two people are Messiah their su'uda and they're ready for zimun, then the third person who wants to continue the su'uda, he has to stop in order to integrate himself into the zimun, and then he can sit down and he can continue eating. So the Gemara want to know at Heichan Birchas HaZimun, to what point does the Yochid have to take this break in order to link up with Zimun? At what point can he drop out and say, I want to go back to my Suda and continue eating? So Rav Nachman says it's enough that they say Baruch Shachal Mishalob Tvochayinu, whereas Rav Sheshes says no, he has to wait till after Azonah Sakol. And the reasoning for Rav Sheshes, it's not because Birchas HaZon is part of the Zimun, And there's no question that even a Yochid could recite Birchas Hazon according to the Shita Satosis against Rashi. That was never an issue. But since the Nusach HaZimun is not what we call a Matbea Brocha, he doesn't say it Levado, El Gomer Imo Gamis Birchas Hazon Shehi Brocha. So what we're saying is that the third person has to join into what's called Birchas HaZimun, and Birchas HaZimun could only be clinched when they recite Birchas HaZon, because the introduction here of Nevarech Shachalim Shalom, that's not a Brocha, that's not a Matbeah Shel Brocha. So the third party has to at least link up to the Brocha, because there's got to be a linkage between the Zimun, which is the Nevarech Shachal Mishlo, and a Brocha, and a Cheftz Shel Brocha, Matbeah Shel Brocha. Otherwise, he's not part of the Zimun. Zimun itself has to culminate with a Brocha. So that's going to be the Shita Satosis. Again, some Rishonim argue against Tosis, because the Gemara should have said not at Heichon Birkas HaZimun, but should have said at Heichon Yafsik. You know, how much should he interrupt from his meal? Now, we had a Gemara back on Daf Mem Hayim in Beis, Shlosha She'ochlu V'yotza Echad Mehem Lashuk Korno So Mezamnin Olav. Right, the third guy who packed out, they call him so that he should be part of the Zimun. And it could be that's what the Gemara means here when it says Ad Heichon Birkas HaZimun, meaning until what point should he be misakev to listen to them? And that's the Birchas HaZimun. Because again, he's on his way out, but we're demanding that he stick around, linger around for Zimun. Maybe he can answer even when he's outside the house, perhaps. But to what extent does he have to be misakev? And the Gemara says now, Nemo Kitanoi. Shall we assume that we have a machlokas tanoim on this point, the Tani Chada? We have one brisa that says Birkas HaMazon Shnayim. In other words, that sometimes there are two brachos and sometimes shlosha. So there is such an entity as two brachos. V'tanya Yiduch, another Raisa says that sometimes you recite in Birkas HaMazon Shlosha, three brachos, and sometimes arba. So what is this machlokas say between the two Raisa of Ruah? The Gemara thinks now, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees that Birkas HaTovah Meitav Lav Do Raisa. And that fourth bracha is not an integral part of the Chiyuv Do Raisa. It's a separate takana. And it's not included in the Minyan HaBrachas. But my la bahakam iflugi, what are they arguing about when it says here at Heichon Birchas HaZimun Mandi Amishtaim Ushalosh Kasover, he holds that Birchas HaZimun is until the end of Birchas HaZon. So assuming there are three people who are Chayav in Zimun, then the Birchas HaMazon, he is Sholosh Brachos. So that's what it means that Birchas HaZimun is Ad HaZon, which means that there are going to be three brachos, Hazan, Birkas HaAretz, and Bonei Yerushalayim. But if they're less than three people, then the Birkas HaMazon is only going to be Shtei Brachos, which means Birkas HaAretz and Bonei Yerushalayim. And they're not going to make the bracha of Hazan, because Hazan is an integral part of Zimun. It belongs exclusively to Zimun. It's not recited without a Zimun. And that was the way Rashi understood Rav Sheshes. Umandi Omer, but according to the second opinion that says Birkas HaMazon Shalosh V'Arba Kasover, he holds Birkas HaZimun like Rav Nachman is only until Ad Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo, and therefore when there are three people eating together making Zimun, then the Birkas HaMazon is going to make up of four brachos, which means the Birkas HaZimun, the Birkas HaZon, the Birchas HaAretz, and the Birchas Bonei Yerushalayim. Because again, Atova HaMeitiv is Lav Do Raisa. When there are two people, or one person reciting Birchas HaMazon without a Zimun, then it's Shalosh Brachas. Birchas HaZon, Birchas HaAretz, and Bonei Yerushalayim. Because Rav Nachman holds that Birchas HaZimun terminates with Nevarek Shachal Mishalo, and Hazan is really an integral part of Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara now is going to reject this tlut, you know, this interdependence, and it's going to assume that the Machlokas Tanoim and the Machlokas Amoraim are two independent machlokasim. Rav Nachman Mitaretz L'taime, Rav Sheshes Mitaretz L'taime. Each one is going to explain this machlokas based on his shita and try to reconcile himself with both shitas. Rav Nachman Mitaretz L'taime, he's going to say Kuli Alma. Everybody agrees, both of these brises, that Birkas Azimah is Ad Nevarech. Umandi Omar, and the second Tana, who says, I'm sorry, the first Tana we'll call it, who says that Birkas HaMazon is Shalosh V'Arba, is Shapir. It makes sense that if there's no Zimun, then Birkas HaMazon is going to be the three brachas, which is Birkas HaZon, Birkas HaRetz, and Bani Shalayim. But if there are three, then there are Arba brachos. As we said before, Birkas HaZimun itself is called a brach in this context. So you have that plus the three brachos of Birkas HaMazon. Umandi Omar the Tana that says that Birkas, in the Brice, the Tana says that Birkas HaZimun, HaMazon, excuse me, is Shtayim V'Sholosh. It's either two or three. How does Rav Nachman interpret that Brice? So Omar L'cha, Rav Nachman is going to say, Hocha, V'Birkas Polam Askinon. That the case in the Brice and the scenario is the Polim, and the Rabbanim made a takana for Polim who are Meshubadim to the Meleches Balabayas, that they should recite Birkas HaMazon in a short form so that they shouldn't be mafsid the Melacha, and they should have a bracha that includes two brachos. So we're going to knock down the number from three down to two. The Omer Mar, this was a Gemara back on Daf Tes Zayin, that as far as the poel is concerned, posech behazon, v'kolel b'nei boni Yishalayim in Birkas HaOretz. So he combines the third, he combines the second and the third brachos into one, and integrates them to one whole, and his chasima is going to be the Birkas HaOretz. He's not going to have a separate chasima for Binyan Yerushalayim. Then he's going to go back to his melacha. So if two polim eat together, and there's no zimun, then Birkas HaMazon constitutes more only two brachas. That's it. If there are three, then we're going to add the Birkas HaZimun to the two brachas of Birkas HaMazon, and we're going to end up with three brachas. And Rav Sheshes Mitaritz L'tameh, he's also going to give an answer according to his understanding. The Kuli Alma, both prices agree that Birkas HaZimun is Ad HaZon, that Birkas HaZimun includes even the first bracha. It's not enough to have a Birkas HaZimun independent. It's got to extend and swallow up the first, include the first bracha as well, HaZon HaSakol. Is Mandi over the Tana that says that Birkas HaMazon is Shtayim V'Sholosh is Shapir. Why? Because we're referring to a yachid, or two people who are eating without a zimun, and then Birkas HaMazon is going to constitute, is going to comprise two brachas. They're not going to recite Hazan. All they have is Birkas HaOretz and Boni Yerushalayim. So that's called Shtayim. And if there's a third party who's joining them for the meal, and then there's Birkas HaZimun, so we add the Birkas HaZimun together with Hazan, because again, according to Rav Sheshes, we need Hazan. And therefore, we end up with three brachas. Uman diom in the Tana that says Sholosh v'arba kasara tova meitiv doraisahi. That's a pella. We never saw this before. This is a chiddush. It's a chiyuv min haTorah. And therefore, when he counts the brachas of Birkas HaMazon, he counts Birkas HaTova meitiv in the number. So therefore, it works out that if there's no zimun, the Birkas HaMazon is comprised of three brachas, that's Birkas HaOretz, Boni Yerushalayim, and HaTova HaMeitiv. But if there's a third party and there's a Birkas HaZimun, then you add the Birkas HaZimun to the three brachas of Birkas HaMazon, you end up with four brachas. Amar Rav Yosef Teda, I'll bring you a proof that this cannot be. The Birkas HaTova HaMeitiv Lav Doraisa, you cannot maintain the way Rav Sheshes is suggesting in the Braisa of Arba, that we count Tovad Meitiv as a Doraisa Sharei Polim Okrimos. So the Polim don't recite Birchas HaTova Meitiv. They have to be busy, dedicated to the Moloch of the Balabayas. But if the Chiyuv was Doraisa, how could we tell the Polim through this Takonis Chachomim to be Okr Dov Min HaTorah? And furthermore, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav Teid, I'll prove it to you. The Berachas HaTov Meitiv Lav Doraisa Shal Poseach Ba BeBaruch V'Eino Chosim Ba BeBaruch. It opens up with a Baruch HaTov Hashem. It's not considered Smucha L'Chamrita. And that proves that it's
I have no thing. Okay.
And the reason why it's not a bracha smucha l'chamrita and it gets its own psicha is apparently because it's a separate bracha, a separate takon. It's not an integral part of Birkas HaMazon. Kedisanya, we learned in the Braisa, kol brachas kulon, poseach bahen bebaruch, v'chosi bahen bebaruch. Every bracha should be an opening and a closing. That's called a bracha arucha, matbea aruch. Chutz mi Birkas HaPeros, Birkas HaMitzvos, because that's a matbea ktsara, that's not a matbea arucha. There's only one theme. When there's more than one theme, then we need a chasima. But brachas smucha l'chavrita, like for example the brachas of Shmon Esrei, or bracha achrona shabikriyat shma yemes v'yatziv, that also has no psicha. And we should apply the same rule now to brachas hamazon, that we only have a psicha at the beginning of brachas hamazon. Again, we'd have to talk about Bonei Yerushalayim, but that's not a psicha, that's a chasima. But yesh men poseach ben bebarach ve'eno chosein bebarach, and that's going to be the case of Birchas HaPeros and Birchas HaMitzvos, where there's one theme, one hodah Hashem. It's not multi theme, one motif. You thank Hashem for the pri or for the mitzvah that He gave us, without any bakosh or any divrei ritzui. In those cases, that all we need is to be mazkir shvachos shalmokom v'psichas habracha, and you don't need a separate chasima. Chasima is only relevant and required when you have a multi-themed bracha. And here we're turning to daf mem vav amid beis v'yesh mehem shechosim b'hem b'baruch v'eino poseach b'baruch. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll talk about what this means, that there's a chasima without a psicha, and that's going to be the sugya of bracha smucha l'chavrita. We'll see how that connects to tovu meitiv, and sets up tovu meitiv as a bracha b'fnei atzma. It's not smucha l'chavrita, and that's because it's a separate takanas chachon. So we're here from Mirtz Hashem for the next year on the top of Mem Vav Amid Beis.